shout this loud and clear. I fire back every arrow of witchcraft powers. In the name of Jesus, fire it back. The arrow of witchcraft powers. Ribos upon the Kantayaba. Naribos upon the Kayaboshantayaba. Fire back the arrows. Enough is enough. Their time is up. Aha, 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 aha. Enough is enough. Their time is up. Masetia di Kateyaba. Fire back the arrows. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Masete Kayaboshente Rabasante. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front here, begin to breathe in the fire of God and breathe out any plantation of darkness in your body. That's right. It's happening. Breathe in the fire and out in the name of Jesus. Yes. That's the power of God. It's coming upon you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Just be released from the powers that wants to disgrace you. Be released. 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 Lord, I stand here. And I stand against every satanic consumption. And anything that has entered into anyone's system, contrary to the power of God. Right there where they are, it is written, and the strangers shall be afraid, and they shall run out of their closed places. You, the strangers of darkness, in the body, in the soul, in the spirit, come out now. Out, 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 in the name of Jesus. As from today, all the powers bringing strange materials to your dream are completely disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The power of God has already moved upon your situation. Thank you, Jesus. Two more prayers before we sit down and continue. Say this like the battle cry in which Elisha said it. Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Arise! And let my problems die.
And let my problems die.
Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than this. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God of Elijah must arise. And any problem here tonight must die. Masukaya boshente rabokora basanta yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. As we pray this last prayer point, if you are that person who is here and the enemy came to you in your dream and pulled out something from your body, you know, something was removed, please quickly find your way to this altar here so that the power of God can replace that which was taken away by the enemy.
Amen.
Everybody will shout this loud and clear, louder than anyone around you. Don't joke with this prayer, beloved. I fire back every arrow of untimely death in the name of Jesus.
I fire back.
family that in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. I shall not die but live to declare the works of God. I fire back every arrow from family death. Fire it back. You shall not die but live to declare the works of God in the name of Jesus. That's right. It must go. You, the spirit of death and hell, loose your hood, 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 loose your hood. Spirit of death and loose your hood, loose your hood. Masapada Kayabo Shente Yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes. Those of you at the front, begin to shake your head now. Shake it vigorously so that the arrow of death can go back to the sender. And that which has been taken from your life can be replaced. Shake it, shake it. That's right. That's right. Masikate ya bushatia. Shake it. That's right. It's coming out. It's coming out. The spirit of death and hell. Must go. Must go. Must go. Must go. Must go. Must go. Enough is enough. That's right. Yes, be released. Be released. Enough is enough. Yes. Be released. Be released. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Be released. Be released by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I commit these your children unto your holy hands. Let your power fall upon their lives. Let every yoke of the enemy be broken. That which has been stolen from your life, the power of God is replacing it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Power of God touch you tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Now, right there where you are, tell the Lord what you want him to do for you in these 2 days of meetings. Talk to the Lord yourself. What you want from the Lord. Amen. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this day. We praise your holy name for bringing us to this meeting. We know that you have a program for our lives. That's why you brought us here. If you wanted us to be somewhere else, you would have arranged it. But you brought us here in order to bless us so that our lives can move forward. Lord, according to the word of prophecy that has gone forth for this meeting, that none shall present at this meeting and will not be blessed. Amen. Let your blessing overshadow your children. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I take authority over every power that has been harassing and tormenting any life. Let the power of God move and pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Before you sit down, beloved, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of three persons. I'd like you to turn to somebody. Say, my friend.
My friend.
Like Joseph.
Like Joseph.
You shall receive 24-hour miracle. In the name of Jesus. Say it to three persons. Prophesy into the life of four persons. Say,
my friend,
beginning from tonight,
the
angels of God
shall
pursue your helpers to you. In the name of Jesus. Say to four persons. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, look for seven persons you really like. Seven persons you really like. So, my friend, the power assigned to kill you shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. Shout a loud hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I say Happy New Year to you all here in Jesus' name. As this is my first time here this year, glory be to the name of the Lord. I bring you greetings from our headquarters in Lagos, Nigeria. And we extend the love of our brethren over there to you in Jesus' name. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Can see some of our pastors on the stage here. They are welcome in Jesus' name. Pastor Balogun from Atlanta. See you. One of our coordinators, Pastor Soji from Baltimore, one of our coordinators, Pastor Adetunji from Maryland, and Pastor Mrs. Adetunji too from Maryland, Pastor Paul from Houston here, and Pastor Banjo from London, and then a pastor from here, Pastor Campbell. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. And don't worry about me. Shout loud hallelujah. For the next few minutes, I want to share a topic of very serious concern, which is both of personal concern communal concern, national concern, international concern. And if we do not address these things, situations are not likely to change. So for the next few minutes, I want to share with you on what I call the strong man at large. The strong man at large. And that takes us very briefly into some, very quickly into some scriptures. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, the strong man at large. Matthew 12, 29. Remember, this program is called Prayer Explosion. So if you are allergic to prayer, you better look for another meeting to attend. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. The Bible says, are we there?
Yes.
Matthew 12, 29. The Bible says, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house? Remember, this is Jesus speaking. And spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. I read it again. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? So straight away, there is a spirit, an entity called the strong man. Two, this strong man was introduced to us by no less a person than the Lord Jesus Christ. Three, this strong man has a house. Four, inside the house there are goods which do not belong to him. Five, except you bind that strong man, there is no way you are going to get access to what he has confiscated. There is an entity called the strong man. Jesus introduced him to us. In the book of Mark, chapter 3, Mark chapter 3, verse 27, throws more light. Mark 3, 27. Mark 3:27. Are we there? The Bible says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Please note that very well too. Almost the same thing like the first one we read. Now, finally, in the book of Luke, chapter 11. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth shall be established. But this is Jesus speaking. Luke 11, verse 21. When a strong man harmed, another information, the strong man has weapons, is harmed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Verse 22. Say, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him, at this, the power that can approach the strong man must be stronger than him, and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted. So the strong man also has an armor, and he trusted in that armor and divided his spoils. So much for that. Many years back, there was this high school. And the high school was doing very badly in the final exams. The percentage of failure in that school rose to an abnormal 90%. That is, if you failed 100 students for the exam, 90 will fail. And these are students that are taught very well. No one knew what was wrong with our school. But there was this little girl of 11. She followed her parents to attend a prayer seminar. And at the prayer seminar, everything the preacher said didn't register with this little girl. But what registered to the little girl was that anybody who prays for less than 2 hours a day is a failure. That was the only thing that registered in her brain. So she went back to school with the determination to start praying. So normally, in the dormitory, they shout lights out at 8 p.m. By 8 p.m., you switch off all lights, and you go to bed by force. Anyway, anytime they say light out, this girl will kneel down and start to pray. And she was praying like 2 hours every night. 2 hours every night. One day, as she wanted to start a 2-hour prayer, all of a sudden she noticed that there was unrest in the whole of the dormitory. The girls were wriggling on their beds. They could not sleep peacefully. And she didn't understand. She just continued her prayers. All of a sudden, while she was praying, she heard the sound of a flying bird. The bird flew across where she was praying. It must have been the force of her prayer. The bird landed by her feet and the bird did not move. So this girl who was praying just rose up from her prayer, took the bird, shut it up in a small cupboard, and continued the prayer. By the next morning, 6 a.m., they were waking the students up. All students woke up apart from one girl. She was breathing, but she didn't open her eyes. They poured water on her, she didn't wake up. They pinched her, she didn't wake up. They did all kinds of things, she didn't wake up. The whole school was in pandemonium because this girl refused to wake up. The principal and the teachers now came in the morning and were looking at this girl sleeping. They called for the doctors. All of a sudden, the little girl who prayed last night went to the principal and said, "Sir, last night I remembered when I was praying, a bird flew across to this place and I captured the bird and locked it up. And I noticed that after locking it up, there was peace in the dormitory." The principal was not interested. He said, "Bird. You see, somebody refused to wake up. You are talking about birds." She said, in order to shut up, the principal said, "Okay, go and bring the bird." She opened where she locked the bird up. The bird was still alive. The bird flew out of that place, landed on the girl that refused to wake up, pegged at her nose 3 times, and disappeared. And then the girl woke up. Beloved, some of the teachers were urinating in their trousers. They were afraid. Say, "Are these the kind of students we teach here?" But then, beginning from that day, the spirit of failure that plagued that school was completely destroyed. So what are we talking about? There was a strong man attached to that school to introduce failure into whatever they were doing. So if you enter into that school, it didn't matter whether you work hard or you don't work hard, you will fail. Because there's a strong man attached to it. Who is the strong man? The strong man is a controlling spirit over a group of spirits. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the leading power over a group of strange powers. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the most powerful spirit that initially entered into an environment. Who is the strong man? The strong man is that power from which other smaller powers draw their power. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the strongest pursuer amongst a group of pursuers. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the Pharaoh amongst your attackers. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the Goliath that is threatening you amongst your Philistines. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the principal demon, the principal evil power, the dominant power that is harassing a person. No wonder Jesus said, until you have dealt with that strong man, you're just wasting time. I went to visit a friend of mine a long time ago. Immediately I knocked the door. There was the roar of a bulldog. Wah! Like the gate. My friend screamed from where he was, "Don't enter! Stay where you are! Stay where you are! Don't enter! Stay where you are!" Of course, I stayed where I was. So he now came out, arrested the dog, put the dog under lock, and I said, "Come in." That picture is a picture of the strong man. Until he is arrested, you can't touch his goods. You go there to interfere, there is a serious problem. A lot of people come to us for counseling and say, "I don't know why. Why is it that immediately I got married, the hell was let loose? There is no peace again. And we lost our jobs. We can't pay bills. There is serious trouble after marriage." One of you must have a strong man attached. The strong man that says, "You are not going to get married. You are not going anywhere." One of the most horrible sins I've seen in my life, and I pray not to see it again, was at a wedding. Here was the lady, here was the man. And the man of God conducting the wedding had been wedding people for over 40 years. So he got there, and he read and read and read everything, and said, "Will you take this man as your wedded husband, to love, to cherish, blah, 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 blah?" The girl looked at the pastor and said, "No." The pastor thought he didn't hear very well, so he read it all over again to her. "Will you take this man as your wedded husband?" She shouted, "I said no." And the poor man was begging, "Please say yes. Say yes. Please say yes." No one knew, and we were completely ignorant at that time, including myself. In our church, we were going to in those days. No one knew that this girl was seeing a spirit husband who said, "If you say yes, you die." We didn't know. What could we do? The man was crying, the girl was saying no. And since she kept saying no, there can be no marriage. We didn't know there was a strong man attached to our marriage life. A strong man that does not want to let her go. Pharaoh was a strong man in the Bible. God had to tell him, "Let my people go." I pray that any power that does not want to let anybody here go tonight shall be disgraced in Jesus' name. They shall be disgraced. 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 They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Those are those days of our ignorance. If it's now, we brought you to the church and you are saying no, no problem. You just say, "Everybody stand up. Point at her. Let the fire of God come upon her head. We'll replace her." She will say yes. But we didn't know that time. And that marriage did not hold. A few weeks later, the man died because of the shock and the shame. Ignorance is a terrible thing. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the king in the palace of darkness. Anytime somebody has a dream and you always see this person sitting like a king on the throne, that's the strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the evil power assigned to a problem. Assigned to that problem. And his duty is that ensure that this problem does not stop. Just continue it. They keep renewing the evil contract. They keep pushing the problem and pushing the problem. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the principality in your heaven. The Bible says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places." That spiritual wickedness above is the strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the satanic prince over a territory. The satanic prince over a territory. That is the strong man. What do we mean by this? Daniel began to pray. The first night of the prayer, God answered. But there was a strong man in the heavens trying to hinder the prayer of Daniel. I think you should bow down your heads and say this loud and clear. Every angel of darkness contesting for my prayers. Can you say this loud and clear? Scatter in the name of Jesus. Man is the manager of the warehouse caging people's blessings. And beloved, there are so many good blessings, great things in the warehouse of the enemy that the enemy is locking up. I pray that you will clear your goods from the house of the strong man tonight. Who is the strong man? The strong man is that well-protected enemy that ridicules our prayers. Because they said the strong man has armor. Well-protected enemies that ridicules our prayers. You may be surprised, but there are some powers, they laugh at people's prayers. They laugh. So you are praying? Prayer. I know a sister. She had a dream. 7 short demons confronted her. And she shouted loud and clear, "I bind you in the name of Jesus, get out." But to her amazement, the demons began to laugh. They laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and rolled on the floor. When they finished laughing, they now stood up and said, "Everybody is binding. You are binding. How can you bind when we are already inside you?" The well-protected enemy ridiculing our prayers is a strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is that satanic angel challenging God in your life. Who is the strong man? The strong man is that dominating and jealous spirit wife or spirit husband that is working against your marriage. That's a strong man. And the issue of spirit husband, spirit wife now has gone to a very dangerous level that some people don't even have to sleep before the spirit husband comes. Even while they are wide awake, somebody is sleeping with them. So I've gotten to that terrible level. It's a strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is a gate man that leaves the door open to other demons to enter. For example, one of the greatest strong man spirit in the demonic world is anger. Immediately somebody gets angry and you lose your temper, the door is open.
All kinds of other demons will come in. Hypertension. Asthma. Cancer. Will be coming inside. Then when you calm down, shut the door and then wait for the next mad hour. I still cannot understand. Pardon me if I look primitive. I still cannot understand why a pastor should be losing his temper. It's not clear to me at all. I don't know why a deliverance minister should be losing his temper. It's still not clear because it means that you yourself need attention. It's still not clear. When the strong man of anger is in a person's life, until you get rid of it, many blessings of God will fly over your head. Fly over your head. That's the truth. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the chief ancestral demon. That evil power representing the power of your father's house. That's the strong man. And you know, there are many, many families where no one in that family has ever made it. Because as a strong man attached to that family, says nobody must make it. And they will pursue that agenda. I know a particular family, 7 men, 4 women. All the women were stinkingly rich. The men were paupers and beggars. Same family. Why? As a strong man attached, I said, no man must be blessed. I know a particular family, all the men must marry witches. Any man that tries to marry a woman is not a witch will die. Because there's a strong man attached. He said, well, you must only find the witches attractive. That's the one to marry. There's a strong man attached. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the senior fisherman for Satan. Fishing for Satan and gathering people into all kinds of cages. When the strong man is still in position in a particular life, in a particular environment, other wicked spirits go in and out at will. One of our fathers in the Lord, in the early 50s, went into 7 days dry fast, no food, no water, no drink, and he was praying for a man. The man's problems were many. So he locked himself up with the man. And praying on his food, God opened his eyes. And it was like if he had x-ray eyes and he could see into the inside of the person he was praying for. Right there, inside that person, there was a king on the throne. And the Lord said, son, you have fasted and prayed with this man for 7 days. All the 7 days, you have just succeeded in removing all the servants. So, but the real man is still there. Do you want to continue the fasting or you want to break? The longer the strong man stays in your life, the more difficult it is to dislodge. The longer you cover it up and you don't talk, the more difficult it is to dislodge. And if you leave the strong man in place, very soon he builds an empire around himself. When the strong man is in position, when there is a battle, he will not come out to fight. He will send his children to go and do the fighting first. Unless you can discern and you know what to do. So what am I telling you this evening? Every nation, every town, every village, every family has its own characteristic strong man attached to it. This is where the problem comes. There is a strong man over Houston. There is a strong man over America. There is a strong man over Africa. There is a strong man over individual families. If you don't pull them down or bind them, getting blessed will be very, very difficult. A strong man could be attached to somebody's career. No matter how you struggle, you don't make it.
Because there's a strong man attached to you that says, no, you are not going anywhere. While I was still working as a scientist, we have some scientists in our team. You know, in the science world, if you don't publish papers, there is no promotion. We have some people, they'll come, within a few times, they've published a few papers, and they're promoted. And some will be there for years, they can't get one single one published. As a strong man attached to their career. While I was in the university, in a particular department, you'll find two professors. One professor will be pushing his car every morning before he starts to work. The other professor has three cars. Something is wrong. Somewhere. When a strong man of poverty is attached to a life, they limit your balance. They say, okay, this man must not go beyond $1,000. Anytime he tries to go above that, introduce sickness, introduce trouble, introduce accident, introduce fines that will keep him down. And the strong man will pursue that evil agenda. There could be a strong man attached to a person's business life. And no matter how you invest, you get nothing out of it. I want you to understand this very well. I know a man, he invested all his savings to import something. And this ship had been going, bringing goods for 10 years or so. No problem. But it was when the goods of this man got inside, the goods that will have prospered his life, that the ship sank. So everything he worked for, finished. Okay, bring the insurance papers. He didn't know where he put them. Because there's a strong man attached to it. I prayed for a sister many years ago to a businesswoman. She ordered goods from somewhere. She ordered adult goods. But by the time they brought the thing, they were all children materials, which she couldn't sell. And she's invested everything she had into it. She got into the plane, ran back to where she ordered the goods, only to find that the company had caught fire. In fact, the fellow was supposed to even pay the money, was in the hospital under critical condition. There's a strong man attached. There could be a strong man attached to somebody's calling as a minister or as a pastor. There could be a strong man attached to somebody's marriage. There could be a strong man attached to somebody's academics or somebody's finances. Until the strong man is identified and dealt with, problems continue. Sometimes there will be a temporary relief if you come and do some good prayers. But if you don't complete the work, the strong man comes back and the end can be terrible. The Spirit of God said there are many people here tonight. We need to pray that the strong man that is delegated to them should die. And we need, within the next 2 days, to deal with all kinds of things that the enemy has put their way. That is why, when you are coming to tomorrow's meeting, you need to come with two materials. Number one, you need to come with a piece of paper containing all the things you do not want to see again in your life. Number two, you need to come with a bottle of olive oil so that by that anointing, yokes can be broken. How do you recognize someone who is under attack by the strong man? How do you know a situation where the strong man is still at large, untouched, unbound? It's easy. By looking at some simple symptoms, you can know whether the strong man is in your case or not. For example, If you are the kind of person, you make a lot of effort but very, very little progress as a strong man. That is, all the progress you've ever had in life is after you have struggled and fought and fought. You struggle with the strugglers and wrestle with the wrestlers before you get anything as a strong man attached. If you notice a life of chain problems, as one problem is going, another one is coming. As one problem is going, another one is coming. It's evidence that there's a strong man in position. If you notice that anytime you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, it will seem as if your prayer is bouncing back to your face.
Or the harder you pray, it will appear as if the harder the trouble becomes. As a strong man attached to that person. If you find that you sometimes make unpardonable mistakes, I mean mistakes that anyone looking at you will say you must be crazy. How can you make this kind of mistake? Unpardonable errors as a strong man attached. In one university a long time ago, there was a professor, very brilliant professor. But this professor liked one girl in the class. And he wanted to do anything to please the girl. So what the professor would do is that the examination questions he would give it to the girl before the exam so as to please this girl. And you know, once you are not serious or you are a dunce, even if they gave you examination questions before the exam, the person will still fail. So this girl still failed. And instead of the professor to leave it at that, he took out her answer sheet and began to write the answers for her in his own handwriting. Professor, you may say, this is foolishness. No. As a strong man attached to his life. When you find that anytime you are in the dream and there is a battle going on, the evil powers overcome you with ease. As a strong man attached to your life. When you find that nothing you touch goes smoothly, as a strong man attached. You find that you plant a lot, but you reap very little. As a strong man attached. When the whole of life becomes a struggle, struggle and struggle and struggle, and there is a lot of profitless hard work, as a strong man attached. When you find that you went for this deliverance, went for that deliverance, went for another deliverance, but situation remain almost the same, there is a strong man attached to your life. You need to deal with that strong man. And let me tell you something, we have no business being merciful to the enemy. Because if the devil has his way, everyone in this meeting will be dead. So you have no business being merciful. Jesus did not show mercy to evil spirits. Didn't joke with them. He didn't come to negotiate with them. When you find that devourers are always working against you, it's a sign of the strong man. You invest, the investment is eating up. When you find that you will read and read and struggle and struggle, the enemy does not say don't struggle. The enemy does not say don't read. He just waits. You are about to reap the result. Then the enemy moves. As a strong man involved. If you find that every time there is serious prayer going on, your mind wanders away. There is a strong man attached to your prayer life. When you find that Bible reading becomes routine, dry, as a strong man attached to your spiritual life. If you discover that your expectations are always cut off, there is a strong man attached. If you find this constant failure at the edge of breakthrough, and there is scarcity of testimonies, that's a strong man attached to your life. If you find that anywhere you walk, they will first of all like you, after some time they hate you with perfect hatred, that's a strong man attached. You find that you are being sacked from place to place, you walk there for so long, they sack you, walk there for that long, they sack you, walk all over the place, they keep sacking you, there's a strong man attached to your employment life. If you notice that you have been manipulated by evil powers, and anytime you cry, Jesus, they leave you alone, only to come back again to press you down, as a strong man attached. If you are here and your dream life has become a battlefront, you even find it very difficult to sleep because you don't know the kind of dreams you are going to have again, there is a strong man attached. Tonight, just as it is attached to individuals, it is attached to communities, it is attached to countries. Until we pull it down, we're just wasting our time. A friend of my daddy many years ago, this happened in Nigeria where I come from, this man imported state of the art equipment for bread baking. And a beautiful machine, beautiful equipment, and he began to make bread. He brought sample of the bread to our house and we ate it. It was seriously delicious. But then, on the street where he was, there are some other, there are two other bakeries there. These bakeries are so primitive that sometimes you have to pick the bread up on the, in the sand. Then you have to shake the dirt up with your hands. Sometimes the bread even smells. But here is a man who brought in a state-of-the-art equipment with very clean bread, very nice one. But customers were not going there. His bread was cheaper. They were not going there. They were going to those dirty ones along the streets. He had to close down. As a strong man. As a strong man attached. Somebody died. And the pastor came to bury her at the burial ground. And they listed her 14 children with 14 different men. And the pastor said she had gone to heaven. And all kinds of other things like that. There was a strong man attached to that woman's life. You say, what do I do tonight? The Bible gives us a solution to the issue of strong man in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians 2:15 says this. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So the solution of the Bible is to bind the strong man and spoil the strong man. And that is why we are in these 2 days of prayers. To bind strong man and to recover what he has stolen. There are so many weapons in God's armory to deal with the strong man. But of all methods of deliverance that are available, the most powerful one is praying your way through. Praying your own way through. Because if you rely on one man of God to help you bind your strong man, the day that the man of God dies or is not available, the strong man will say, yes, the man who removed us from here is gone. Now we catch you. But if you learn how to pray your own way through, there'll be no problem. Some time back, I just want to give you this illustration so you understand what we're saying. A man fell into a hole. He fell inside a pit. And inside the hole where he fell, it was so deep, nobody could bring him out. Inside the hole where he fell, he received 12 visitors. The first visitor to come was Brother Sympathizer. But a sympathizer came and said, oh, you are inside the hole. I feel sorry for you down there. And Brother Sympathizer went away. The brother was still in his hole. Later, Brother Logic came. Brother Logic said, well, with the position of this hole and the way you walked, it is logical that you fall inside. So Brother Logic went away, the man remained in his hole. Very soon, Sister Holiness came. And Sister Holiness carried a big Bible and said, it is only sinners like you who fall there. Sister Holiness went away, the man remained in his hole. After some time, Brother Mathematician came. Brother Mathematician wanted to calculate the circumference of the hole and how many steps it took before he fell in. He took his measurement, but the man still remained in his hole. After some time, Sister Historian came. Sister Historian began to tell the story of that hole, how many people the thing has swallowed, and what had happened to those who fell inside. The man still remained inside the hole. After some time, Sister Journalist came. Mr. Journalist was putting a microphone in the hole and he wanted to interview the man who was inside the hole.
And she wanted an exclusive story on how the man got inside. The man still remained in his own. Didn't come out. After some time, brother judgmental came and said, yes, you are a bad man. You deserve to be inside. That's why you are there. Then later, sister self-pity came. So you are inside the hole. But you should have seen my own hole. It's worse than this. The man remained in his hole. Later, brother Pentecostal preacher came. And brother Pentecostal preacher said, hey, there, you are inside the hole. Just confess that you are outside. Begin to confess that you are already outside. And the man confessed that he was already outside. But he was still inside the hole. Later, brother Solofu came and said, well, rejoice. Things could be worse. At least the hole has no snake in it. So it's okay. You manage it. It's okay. Later, brother Bad News came and said, well, things will get worse in that hole. Things will get worse in that hole. How long have you eaten in that hole? Don't worry. Things will get worse. But then the last person who came was Brother Prayer Warrior. And Brother Prayer Warrior just got there, didn't ask the man any question. He said, you man in the hole, get out of that hole, whether you like it or not, whether the devil likes it or not, in the name of Jesus. And the man came out. What I've described to you now is in various kinds of churches that are available. The Bible says, my house shall be a house of prayer. So, but we have turned it to a den of robbers. When the enemies pursue people and people run into the house of God, they should find solution. But situation is not so again now. Some people, when they enter into the house of God, the kind of music they used to hear when they were in the world and they were living a life of fornication and sin is just a replacement of, I love you, my darling, and I love you, Jesus. No difference. The enemy is happy with all those kind of development. Some people spend the whole of their Sundays dancing away in churches while the strong man is busy rejoicing. Trouble. I made that mistake before myself too. Some only go to church to socialize. The strong man is quite comfortable with that kind of arrangement. Some will not go to church if they don't have new clothes to wear. If the strong man likes that kind of arrangement, don't go. Stay at home until you buy new clothes. Some were promoted out of their destiny. They gave them church posts to tie them down so that the strong man can operate. They made you chairwoman of one lady society. And you have 14 members in the society. 13 of them are witches. You are the only one who is not a witch. And they are dealing with you every day. And the only qualification you had for them to put you there was because your heart was the best. The enemy is comfortable with that kind of arrangement. The enemy likes people to come to church and start fighting, so they can do more havoc. My house shall be a house of prayer. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. In case you are here tonight and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot pray this strong man prayer. Oh, don't deceive yourself. If you are here, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to defeat the power of the strong man in my life. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. I want to pray with you. I want to surrender your life to Jesus tonight. Say, well, I don't want to go home without a result. If you are not born again, and you are not born again, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, just raise up your right hand eye where you are so I can pray with you. If you raise up your right hand, just take a bold step of faith. Leave your seat and come very quickly to me at the front here so that I can pray with you. Make it snappy. Do it very quickly because we want to go and pray. We have no time tonight. We want to go and pray. Just find a way very quickly to the altar here. God bless you as you do so. Just find a way to the altar. God bless you as you do so. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow
Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Just bow down your heads. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for these children. They've taken the most important decision in life. Lord, lay your hands upon them. Do great and marvelous things for them. Keep them standing by your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your eyes and look at us. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just follow this brother here for a few minutes. God bless you. Just follow him. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Amen. While you are still standing, beloved, very quietly, begin to look behind. Look at the havoc the enemy has caused. Look at how many blessings that are supposed to belong to you that the enemy has stolen. Look at your own father's side. Look at your own mother's side. Look at how the enemy has tormented, harassed, and stolen from you. Make up your mind this evening that the enemy will either bend or break. Make up your mind that even the blessings of your ancestors, the blessings of your father's house that nobody has had access to, make up your mind that you must have access to it. Decide in your spirit that you will not negotiate with the enemy here tonight. Make that decision. Because we only have a few minutes to pray. But those few minutes are enough for you to get the kind of results that you will have an eternal testimony about. Meditate upon that. And then quietly, without making noise, sing this song quietly. I plead them blow, them blow on Jesus. I plead them blow.
Your hand,
on the mountain,
and
Amen. The first three prayers I want you to pray. Please, don't worry about what is happening around you. Just concentrate on your own matter. This is not a night to negotiate with the enemy. It's not a night to feel sorry for the enemy. If you pray here tonight and your voice disappears and the strong man dies, you have made a very good bargain. What if you behave like a gentleman? When the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, that is, in the kingdom of heaven, gentlemen are not allowed. It suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. A gentleman does not take things by force, but the Bible says the violent take it by force. Get yourself ready. Sisters, are you here tonight? Say this after me loud and clear. Every strong man of my father's house. Every strong man of my mother's house. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud and clear? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now. Shout it even louder than that. Pia di sakatea. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the strong man. Deal with the strong man. Pata satakayaba. Yes, let there be a release of the power of God. A release of the power of God upon this place tonight. Every yoke of the oppressor, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Every yoke of the strong man, be broken, be broken. Yes, their time is up. Their time is up. The power of God. Move, 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 move. Somebody up that sister. Somebody up that sister. Somebody up that sister. Over there. Masika poya bo shenta rabo kopora ba santa. Ripole bo kasam penda kaya bo shenta. Na santa ya bo pera bo santa ya ba. Their time is up. They cannot continue to harass your destiny. Power of God, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Yes. There are three persons here. Something has been telling you that you will die this year. You know yourself. Something has been telling you. But right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the strong band of death attached to you is coming out of your body. That's right. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Aha. Aha. Yes. Let her go. Somebody have that sister over there. Somebody have that sister over there. Let her go. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You will now be specific. This is specific prayer now. Say, every strong man attached to whatever you want. Either attached to my career, attached to my marriage, attached to every strong man attached to my career. Damn! In the name of Jesus. Yes, Masete kateya boshente rabaka yaba.
Aha, aha, aha. Let her go. Somebody of that sister over there. Somebody of that sister over there. That one over there, yes. Aha.
Masiko yaboko shente raboko la baraba.
Yes.
Masapia li katenda raba.
Tonight is tonight. The yokes must be broken. The power of God must move in your life and cause great manifestation of the power of God. Thou power of God, move, 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 move.
That's right.
Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha.
Every strong man attached to my marriage, die. Every strong man attached to my career, die. Every strong man attached to my business, die. Deal with the strong man.
Masopoko yabo shente raboko la baraba. Ribosopondeke yabo shente.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
We're making fantastic progress. That's right. That's right.
They have said they will not allow you to rest. They too, they are in trouble.
That's right. You will now shout this loud and clear.
Please, don't joke with this prayer.
Every power of my father's house
that has followed me to this country.
Can you shout it loud and clear?
What are you waiting for?
Die!
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Masatekaya boshentera bokora basantaya ba.
Ribakapanda senta mikatia.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Silence now, beloved. There are seven groups of people that have been touched now. The first group are people here with evil medical reports. The power of God has overruled that medical report. Something is happening. The stomach of a sister there. As a surgical operation taking place. I see someone. By the time you get home from this program, the strong man attached to your marriage will have died.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The power that has been blocking your breakthroughs, those powers have been destroyed tonight. Powers that have been blocking your breakthroughs, they've been disgraced tonight. All of a sudden, those people that have been forgotten, your helpers have forgotten you. Those helpers will remember you. Thank you, Jesus. Silence, beloved. It's a wickedness that has taken place in one life. Somebody had programmed a serpent into your body. Sometimes you feel this thing moving about. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that serpent is broken completely. Yes, that's the serpent. It's coming out. It's coming out. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray this next prayer, if you are a sister, you are here, and you have trouble with your breast, please find a way to the altar and lay your hands on that breast now. The power of God is going to move, and the yoke upon the breast will be broken completely. Lay your hands on your breast and be on your knees now. The power of God will touch you where you are. And the arrow fired into that breast shall go back to the senders. Everybody will shout this loud and clear, including those of us who are here at the front. Every witchcraft strong man. Every witchcraft strong man that does not want to let me go. Your time is up. Can you say that loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the witchcraft strongman. Masikapoya boshentera bokopora basanta. Yeah, let there be a release of the power of God upon his life. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. A release of the power that breaketh every yoke. Yes, let the yoke of the enemy be broken upon this life. In the name of Jesus, let this yoke be broken. Let this yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Let this yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Let this yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Let this yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Let this yoke be broken in the name of Jesus.